Right now, we have a full studio, Craig. We've got members of North Coast Rotary as well as from Ridge Cleaners. And this morning, Joe Matuszak, the president of North Coast Rotary. Good morning, Joe. How are you today?
Good morning, Bruce. How are you?
And then you say you had the president-elect?
Yes.
Does that mean she's the president in training, ready to learn from you? Is this how
it is? Rather than vice president, it's president-elect.
Okay. And that is Kathy Pugh. Hello, Kathy. How are you today?
Good morning. Thank you.
And we also have Shelley Moses from Ridge Cleaners, an organization that's helping out North Coast Rotary with their blankets for beds. Now, you guys, you were in here, was it the summertime that we did, or was it in the springtime? There was a while ago, we kind of, when it was starting to get the collection going.
Well, right? We saw each other at the lake house in Avon Lake. And then I think when we kicked off the campaign a year ago, November, we were in the studio just talking about it. And we had Lisa from Ridge Cleaners and a gentleman from Good Nights.
Right. I remember that, too, getting the blankets. So what has that year been like, the collection of it? You got any numbers, or at least how this has been accepted by the community as a way of responding to help those in need of blankets?
It has been just a very successful campaign. We have worked very hard in putting this together. Ridge Cleaners has been such an incredible partner. We've collected a little over 2,000 blankets to date, and we're continuing the campaign. I'm hoping I never see an end date because the community needs them. And we partner and share the blankets with nonprofits throughout Lorain County, such as Good Nights and Neighborhood Alliance and Blessing House, the Lakota Way.
Valor Home also on this list.
Yes.
And you talk about that, and it shows the need. And the range for that, you have different, Blessing House, small children as well as that, Valor Home, you have veterans and people like that. Let's talk a little bit this morning with Shelley a little bit about the process for that. You're the one of the drop-off locations, right?
So. Oh, yes. Yes. We have three stores in Avon Lake, North Ridgeville, and Amherst. And people very generously drop their new and gently used blankets off, and we make sure that they are all clean, nice and cozy, packaged up and ready to be delivered by these good people to the people in need in the area.
You must set a time frame, or how do you work it into your regular cleaning that takes place? I got a winter coat I want to get done, but how do you get the blankets in between all of this?
On the slower production days, we knock them out. We inspect them, make sure that we're giving everybody blankets that are not only warm and cozy, but they're in good shape, and we fit it in.
And then you kind of sort them based on size, I would assume, or that sort of thing?
We do, and it seems like there's a great need for specifically twin size right now.
Right. Well, one sometimes thinks of blankets, there's sort of larger quilt size, or there's just flannel blankets.
We get everything from little tiny throws for babies all the way up to like king size down comforters. So there's a wide range that we're getting.
Right. So, Kathy, once they get kind of put together from Ridge Cleaners, how is the distribution taking place? Who handles all of that?
I have a partner, Ken, and he and I call all the nonprofits, and we do sort them because Good Nights needs twins. Blessing House likes baby blankets and flannels, so we kind of keep all of those things going. What I would like to also add is really Ridge Cleaners are our champions here. They
thank you.
They are so nice to wrap these even in a poly plastic so that the nonprofits have told us in the past people want to donate blankets, but they need them cleaned. They have no ability to do that. So I have to first assure the nonprofits that these are clean. They think that I'm calling to just give them blankets. The need is out there. I have 45 going today to the, Lorain County Coordinated Entry. We have another 10 going to Good Nights today because we sorted out all the twins. So we keep calling the organizations. We just did a big delivery to Neighborhood Alliance because they've just opened their New Haven Center. So there is a real need. People call me and say, we'll take anything you can give us.
Wow. And it sort of shows how North Coast Rotary comes up with an idea and puts the sort of the mechanism in place to make that work, right? And that's sort of what your organization does, right? Comes up with an idea, how to solve it, and then you embrace it in the community, too.
We come up with service projects for the community, and we're also wide open to people in need who might be involved in a service project that needs help. And Rotary's motto is service above self, so we welcome these situations with open arms on how we can help the community.
Right. And we mentioned how it's new and gently used as well, so people can just have new blankets, so they're out shopping, they find a good bargain on a blanket, they think that, then they can drop that off. They would still drop that off at the Ridge Cleaners as well, right?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay, so whether it's the new or used, it comes to you as well. What's it like getting your employees involved in sort of a service project that maybe not something that they're used to doing, right?
Well, we don't get a whole lot of opportunity to do a lot of things, so this is like a real blessing to be able to serve the community. And our mission is to serve others. That is our mission statement. So this is just a wonderful way to be able to do that.
Mm-hmm. Just on a technical end, what's the process for cleaning a big blanket like that? What kind of mechanism goes into doing something like that?
Well, obviously, we are set up for that challenge. We have our washers, our dryers, our dry cleaners, dry cleaning machines. So they are, I mean, we are just set up for success in that area.
It makes it work, yeah.
We just fit it in with our workflow.
I have a blanket that sometimes I think I need to get to a laundromat to handle this particular one because mine are not going to do
it. Well, that's what I think, too. That those machines must be a lot bigger than the ones Bruce has at home.
Oh yeah, yes, sure. They are considerably bigger.
Right, yeah. But I also wanted to mention Kathy has additional drop-off points. So if you're not in the neighborhood of the Three Ridge Cleaners.
We have libraries in Avon Lake, and Sheffield Lake. We have the main event. They collect for us, French Creek YMCA.
And then those are all delivered to the Ridge Cleaner locations to be cleaned, and then we, as a North Coast Rotary, pick them up and deliver them, or the organization that we're giving the blankets to comes and picks them up.
Okay. Well, this is a good process, and everything works out well. And obviously, you said there's the need there, and it's one of those that you probably thought there was somewhat of a need, but then the more the word gets out, as you mentioned, that there's more people that maybe can help with that. So I guess you're looking for just people to continue to donate.
Absolutely. Please, if you have, as you're cleaning your attic, getting ready for Christmas, finding extra blankets, buying new blankets and want to dispose or donate the blankets that you've been currently using, we will then take them and clean them and distribute them where needed. I do want to give one quick shout out to a Columbus organization called Fluvitec. They manufacture blankets for IKEA, and we get all their error blankets. That was a great connection. We go to Columbus and pick up a pallet of them probably every other week and distribute them throughout the community. And then we also have given them to Mesa, another part of the Rotary organization.
I'm sort of smiling. I'm thinking an error blanket. I'm thinking, is it shaped like a rhombus or something? You know, how does it fit? Where's the corner on this particular one? But obviously, that when you're having a blanket and you don't have a blanket, those little imperfections don't matter.
Not
at all. For it like that, too. And it's a great way to help out the community and just keep people warm this year. And again, it's continuing to go on so people
Correct.
Can find out more. If they want to get details, more details on this, or just to make sure they know what to do, is there a place for them to get some good information on this?
The North Coast Rotary Facebook page. Okay. And North Coast Rotary, if they would just email us, we would be glad to contact them.
All right. It's a great chance for you to help out. Again, it's the North Coast Rotary Foundation's Blankets for Beds. You can drop them off at the different Ridge Cleaners at Avon Lake, North Ridgeville, and Amherst, as well as those other locations that Kathy talked about. But Joe Matuzak, Kathy Pugh from North Coast Rotary, as well as Shelley Moses from Ridge Cleaners, thanks for stopping in this morning.
Thank you, Bruce.
Thank you very much.
And keeping folks warm this season as well.